So let's review. The Gemara cites a braisa, Asar Tanoin Hisnu Yeshua. Upon their entry to Eretz Yisrael and division of the land, Yeshua ben Nun initiated 10 stipulations for the common good of all Yidden. Shiyamarin Becharshin, one may allow his animals to graze in someone else's forest, and the owner cannot object. And as the Gemara qualifies, Loyamarin Eladaka Begasa, only small animals in large forests were permitted, because as Rashi explains, She'ena Mechala Seilonis, they won't consume all the trees. Avodaka Bedaka, Begasa Begasa, Becholshkin Gasa Bedaka, Deloy. However, small animals in small forests, or large animals in large forests, and certainly in small forests, were not permitted because Mechala Eshiyalonis, they will consume all the trees. Umalakten Eitzim Besid Deseim, one may collect wood in someone else's field. And as the Gemara qualifies, Loimaran El Behizme Behiki, he's permitted to collect only wood that comes from brambles and thorn bushes, and Bemechubaran, only if the wood is still attached to the ground, and Belach, only if it's still moist, because Lav Da'atayo Layu, the owner has no intention to use them. However, Beshar Eitzim, if the wood was from other types of trees, or Betelushin, the owner had already cut them down, or Beavation, they're dried out, one is forbidden to collect them because Da'itei Alayhu, the owner intends to use them. Malakten Asav Mechal Mokim, Chutz Mitilson, one may collect grass in any field, except in the field of fenugreek, because Tilson Ma'alulu Asavim, the grass is beneficial to Tilson. However, a braisa regarding kalayim implies loy ma'alulu asavim, the grass is not beneficial to tilson. And the Gemara offers two possible distinctions. Kan lezera, if the tilson were intended for seed to be replanted, kashula asavim, the mekach shila, the grass is detrimental since they weaken the strength of the tilson. Kan lezirin, if the tilson were intended to be eaten, ma'alulu the chikayim ebeini asavim mirkava, the grass is beneficial since they serve as a support for the tilson. Or, kanli adam, if the tilson was planted in rows, apparently intended for human consumption, the grass is detrimental to the quality of the tilson. Kanla behema, if the tilson was not planted in rows, apparently intended for animals, the grass is not detrimental because asavim nami mebayla, the animals will also eat the grass. V'kaitmen netiyes b'chalmakim chutz megrefi yishal zayis, one may cut off branches from someone else's tree to graft into his own tree, except from the lower area of a stump of an olive tree, because as Rashi explains, he machlifes umetzias bedin, the tree rejuvenates itself from this area. The Braisa elaborates with some restrictions. Bezayis kebeya, on an olive tree, one may cut only the branches above the height of an egg. Bekanim ubegfanim mina pekak ulamala, on reeds and grapevines, one may only cut above the first knot. Besharka leilanis min oivishal ilan bule min chudishal ilan. On all other trees, one may cut only from the thin branches, but not from the thick branches. Min chadash she'ena oisid peiris, v'le min yashin shu oisid peiris. One may cut only the new branches that did not yet bear fruit, but not the old branches that did bear fruit. Min makam she'ena roya sachama, v'le min makam shu roya sachama. One may cut only the inner branches that do not face the sun, but not the outer branches that do face the sun, because as Rashi explains, shu ikar ha'ilam, shachama mevashel esapri umamtikei. Those branches are considered the main part of the tree, as the sun ripens and sweetens their fruits, as the pasuk states, "Umimeged tevuos shamash." Umayin hayitzah betchila bnei ha'ir mistapken mimenu. People may draw water from even a new spring that began to flow in the person's property, and they do not need to pay him for it. And as Rashi adds, "Kol shekin mayanis yeshanim shahayu mimeis Yeshua," and they may certainly draw water from an old spring that was around from the times of Yeshua. A person from any Shevet is permitted to go fishing in the Kinneret Sea, even though it belonged to Shevet Naphtali. However, they may not place fences or nets that might obstruct the boat from passing through. One may relieve himself behind the wall of someone else's field, even if Karkam has grown there, as the Gemara explains, he's permitted to even remove a stone from the wall for his needs. Rav Chizda adds, "Vafilu b'Shabbos," and he may do so even on Shabbos. Mahalchem b'shvili harishus ad sheterid reviyishnia. One may take a shortcut through someone else's field until the second rainfall, when the new crop begins to grow, because only then does this harm the field. Rav Papa says, however, "V'hai didan afilu tal kashila." Our fields and bubble are weaker, and even if only dew fell, walking over it would harm the field. People are permitted to walk in the fields to the side of the road to avoid the bumpy areas of the road. The Gemara relates that Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda did so in Bavel, because Shmuel said, afilu b'chutz la'aretz, they apply in all Jewish communities. V'hatoyi ben akramim mafsig va'ila mafsig b'yared. A person who is lost in someone else's vineyard is permitted to climb the grapevine and tear off its branches to find the road. As the Gemara explains, although hadai raisahu, there is a Torah source in the word v'hashivaisa that teaches hashavas gufai, one is obligated to rescue a lost person as he's required to return his lost object. The Gemara answers, however, d'iraisahu d'koye be'mitzri. Mid'iraisa he may walk only at the edge of the field, so that he does not cause damage. However, Yeshua initiated the mafsig va'ayla mafsig b'yared. He may even climb through the grapevines, even though it causes damage. U'meis mitzvah kana mekaymai. If a dead person who has no one to attend to his burial was found in someone's field, the body is buried in the place of its discovery. The Gemara explains, however, b'mutal ala meitzer, if the body was found on a road, it must be moved and buried on the side, because as Rashi explains, over in the mahil no love isitaris umitamis, the kahanim who walk on this road will become tummy. The Gemara asks, Amri Asara Hani Chad Srehavyan. There are actually 11 tanoim mentioned here, not 10. The Gemara answers that Yeshua did not initiate the tnai of Mahalchim Mishvili Harashus, but rather Shlim HaMelech, as cited in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Al Timna Toy Mibalov Beyois Li El Yad Cholasis. A person should not withhold a benefit from others that does not harm him. The Gemara asks that we find several brises which teach halachas based on Sha'amanas Kein Hinchel Yeshua Li Yisrael Es Ha'aretz. These indicate that Yeshua made more tanoim than these 10. The Gemara therefore concludes that this list of 10 tanoim is not a brisa but a statement of Reb Shu ben Levi, who is an Amora, and he taught these 10 tanoim which are not mentioned in a brisa.